continue with Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to begin 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Last word on the line is Masiv, Masiv Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara begins with Rabbi Yosef, who challenges the opinion of Rav Chizda. That previously we had seen that although the Mishnah says that Nisan is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim, so Rav Chizda taught that that's only true when it comes to Malchi Yisrael. That's only true when it comes to Jewish kings. However, when it comes to Malchi Umas Ha'olam, when it comes to kings of other nations, so the Rosh Hashanah begins in the month of Tishrei. So Rabbi Yosef now challenges this particular opinion. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, Biyom Esrim V'arba L'Chodesh B'Shisha B'Shnas Shtayim L'Dar Yovesh. The Pasuk says that they came to work in the Beis HaMikdash on the 24th day of the 6th month, the 6th month of Elul, in the 2nd year of the reign of Dar Yovesh. Uksiv, and it says B'Shvi'i B'Shnas Shtayim B'Esrim V'Echad L'Chodesh. Rashi points out that it doesn't actually say B'Shnas Shtayim, but since the previous Pasuk does say the 2nd year, our assumption is that this is also talking about the 2nd year. So it says over here that in the 7th month, again, of the 2nd year, on the 21st day, so the Nevuah of Chagai was delivered. So says the Gemara V'Misa, now if it was true that Tishrei is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim L'Machim Yimasa Olam, so Bashvi B'Shnas Shalosh Miboyle, why then do we assume that the 7th month is the 7th month of the 2nd year? No, the 7th month of Tishrei should be the beginning of the 3rd year. So we see, says Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Chizda cannot be correct. So Amar Rabbi Vohu, Koresh Melech Kosher Hoya, Lefichach Manulo Kimalche Yisrael. Wow, says Rashi, Klomar, Al Shem Shohia Kosher, because of the fact that he was Kosher, he was such a fine individual, because he allowed Klal Yisrael to go back and to build a base. Migdash Karu Koresh Ushmo Meir Alav. And his very name, Koresh, is made Allah l'fichach manulo k'malcha Yisrael. So he is granted the status of being like Malcha Yisrael. Even though he was technically not among the Jewish kings, he was not a king of Yisrael. But nevertheless, since he was kosher, as his name indicates, Koresh, so therefore he was granted this special honorary status as being k'malcha Yisrael. And therefore, we count his reign from the month of Nisan and not from the month of Tishrei. So now the Gemara presents a counter argument again from Rabbi Yosef. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "Wait a second. Chada dimkein kashu kroya dodi." So says the Gemara. First of all, if you're going to go ahead and say what you're saying now, so it comes out that the psukim contradict each other. Dichsiv, because it says v'sheitzi baisa dna ad yom tlosa liyerech adar. This pasuk means that the Beis HaMikdash was completed on the 3rd day of the month of Adar in the 6th year of the reign of Dayovesh. V'tanya, and it was taught in Ebraisa, ba'osa zman l'shana haba olo Ezra mebavel v'galuso imo. It was at the same time that the following year that Ezra, together with those who came with him, so they ascended from Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael. Uchsiv, and it says, v'yavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha'chamishi Hishnas Hashvi'is Lamelech. And it says, when did Ezra arrive? He arrives in Yerushalayim, the 5th month, the month of Av, in the 7th year of the king. Vim Isa, so if it's true that we're saying that we should count the reign of Dayovesh, who's identified here as Koresh, as from the month of Nisan, so Shnas Hashminas Miboyele. So then it shouldn't say the 7th year, it should say the 8th year. Right, because the first pasuk identifies the completion of the Beis HaMikdash having occurred in the month of Adar, and the following year, Dayovesh comes in the month of Av. Now, if it's true that we're saying that Nisan, which obviously occurs in between Adar and Av, was a Rosh Hashanah, so it should be the second, it should be the next year. But the pasuk clearly says that Ezra arrives in Yerushalayim in the 7th year. So the Od. And furthermore, Rabbi Yosef continues to object to this answer. Me dummy, how could you possibly compare that which Rabbi Vohu teaches, that Koresh was a Melech Kosher, to that which we're talking about over here? Chasam Koresh, over there Rabbi Vohu is talking about Koresh, Hacha, Dar Yavash, but over here we're talking about Dayavash. So how could you say that? So the Gemara responds to the second question first. Says the Gemara, Tana, so it was taught in Braisa, who Koresh, who Dayavash? Who Achar Artachshasta? that when it says Koresh, it's a reference to Dayovesh, and when it says Dayovesh, it's a reference to Artachshasta. It's all the same person. Three different names describing the same person. Koresh, Shemelech Kosher Haya. He's called Koresh because, as we saw already, he was considered to be a Melech Kosher, a good, virtuous person. Artachshasta, Alshem Malchusa, he's called Artachshasta because of his royalty. This was a name that was given to Persian kings. Umash Shemo, but what was his real name? Dayovesh Shemo. His real name was Dayovesh. Nevertheless, as Gemara Mikoma Kum Kasha, but nevertheless, the first question that Rabbi Yosef asked, that the dates don't add up, so that's still going to be a problem. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Shehichmitz, Kan La'acha Shehichmitz, it's not a problem for the following reason. The first pasuk, which talks about the building of the Beis Hamikdash having taken place in the second year of the reign of Dayovesh, so this is Kodem Shehichmitz, says Rashi, before he soured. So says Rashi, Nase Rasha, Kesha'ola Ezra Kvar Hichmitz, that this was before he soured, before his personality changed, before he became a Rasha, which happened when Ezra rose from Bavel. But over here, the pasuk that talks about Ezra's ascent to Eretz Yisrael, so this was La'acha Shehichmitz, this was after already he soured, after he became a Rasha. Says the Maskev of Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Umi Hichmitz, is it true that he really did, literally, that he soured, that he became a Rasha? Vaksiv. But the pasuk says, top of the next Amud, Umach chashchshon v'nei sorin v'dichrin v'imrin, La'alovon la'olo shmaya, chintin mlach chmar, u'mishach kemamer kahanyo de b'Yerushalayim, leheve mishayiv lahom yom b'yom di lo shalom. And in this pasuk we see that Dayovesh was essentially telling, this was in the days of Ezra, when Ezra has already come to Eretz Yisrael, that they could have whatever they need, whatever they're going to require. Bulls and rams and sheep for kabanos, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, whatever it is that the Kohanim needs, shall be supplied to them day by day without fail. So over here you see that Dayovesh was certainly a friend, a very good friend, even after the aliyah of Ezra. So Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Mitunach. He says, Them Rabbi, my teacher, Mitunach, from your own bundle, literally. In other words, from the very pasuk that you cite, I will show you the answer. Because he goes on to say, what does Dayovesh say? Dilahon mahakrivin ichochin la'ala l'shmaya umitzlayin l'chayim malko uvnohi. So the reason why I'm being so generous is so they can go ahead and bring karbanos to their God and pray for the lives of the king and his children. So we see that Dayovesh was not acting out of the goodness of his heart. He was not acting because he really cared about Klal Yisrael and what they should have, but it was purely out of selfish interest that they should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his behalf. And so therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak says that you see from the pasuk itself, that Rav Kahana quoted, that Dayovesh really was Hichmitz, that he really did have this sort of change in his personality, and he went from being a good person to the Rasha. So says the Gemara, Umanda Ovid Hachi Lav Malusihi? Is this really such a bad thing? Do we say that if a person acts in such a way, this is considered selfish? Vatanya, didn't we learn, Ha'omer Sela Zulat Tzedakah B'Shvil She'Yichli B'ni? If a person says, I'm going to give tzedakah so that my son shall live. In other words, he does it because he is looking for some personal gain. U'B'Shvil She'Ezka Bo L'Chai Olam Haba, or he says, in order that what? That I shall merit to go to Olam Haba Haba, Harei Tzadik Gamor. If a person says such a thing, he's still considered to be a Tzadik Gamor. So you see that if a person goes ahead and gives tzedakah with selfish intentions, with selfish interest, that his son should live, or that he should get Olam Haba, that this person is still considered to be a Tzadik Gomer. So then why then should we be so critical of Dayovesh, who is going to be so generous to Klal Yisrael because he wants them to daven on his behalf? Why does this automatically make him a Rasha? After all, if a person does a very similar thing, he's called over here a Tzadik Gomer. So it says the Gemara, Lokasha kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovdei Kechavim, that there's a difference when you're dealing with a Jew and Ovid Kechavim, an idolater. When it comes to a Jew, so if he says, I'm going to give tzedakah b'shul sheyich l'bini, is considered tzadik gamur. When it comes to Ovid Kechavim, so there we say that he is considered a Rasha. What's the reason for this distinction? So Rashi says, "Kam b'Yisrael shelibo l'shamayim." When it comes to a Jew whose heart is completely focused heavenward, so v'imirian lo b'chayev, that if he should have tzaris in his life, enu kori lo tager, is not going to have tainis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elatola yisurin ba'avono. He's going to assume that he did something, he sinned in some way to bring this upon himself. V'ovi k'chavim, imei mativin lo kigmulo kori tager. When it comes to an ovi k'chavim, if he does not get exactly what he feels he deserves, so then he's going to have tainis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so therefore, if he's going to go ahead and do good, just so that he should get some reward in return, so we assume that this is something which is impure, insincere, this is something which is not good, and we give him the status, we call him a Rasha. Rasha Ein Kein, a Jew who does this, since, as Rashi explains, Libel HaShemayim, he understands that, that there are no guarantees in life, and even though he's going to do something with the expectation that he should be rewarded, even if he's not, he's going to have the tainis. So this person is considered to be a tzaddik gamur.